this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. What you're about to listen to is an episode of The Next Step with Father Vazquez. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, the disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course the neophyte, those who are searching for truths in ancient orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week, free of charge, either as a podcast on Apple iTunes or on the internet at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic World. Whether you're listening on CD, over the internet, or on your MP3 player, we invite you to sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready to take the next step.
Welcome to The Next Step. Hey, this is Father Vazquez welcoming you back to The Next Step, the Christmas Eve edition of The Next Step, a podcast dedicated to looking at life, inspecting the very fabric of our being through the lens of ancient Armenian Orthodoxy. The Next Step is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission, the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center in Glendale, and is brought to you by the good folks at the Apostles Net, Apostolic Evangelism for a changing, electronic, and dare we say it, expanding universe. If we're ready, let's take the next step.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let it receive a king.
Christmas Eve, the Christmas Eve edition of The Next Step. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Those are the words that set the pace for the rest of this podcast, and we do have a special podcast for you today. We're going to be talking about opening our hearts and preparing room for the Prince of Peace, for peace and love everlasting. We're going to be talking about heaven and nature singing. What does that mean? It means a lot of things, but it also means that the universe becomes one when we tie ourselves to love. So that's what's in store for us in the rest of this podcast, and I'm going to be playing some great Christmas carols too. I wish I could play you a bunch of them, but I promise at least two of them that are my favorite. The one we just heard was Blind Boys of Alabama, of course, and they were singing Joy to the World, one of my favorite versions that they do, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. I have to apologize. I'm feeling really tired all of a sudden, and no wonder. Do you know what I did last night? Crazy me. 11 o'clock, 11:30, I forgot what it was. I was getting so tired, and what comes on the movie channel, you know, that channel with all the great movies when life was really good. You remember back then when life was black and white? Actually, this was a color movie they showed. It was called Fiddler on the Roof. This is the Norman Jewison one with Topol. Ho! Oh, tearjerker! Emotional roller coaster! Just a beautiful, beautiful film, and I really recommend it, especially families. There's a lot about God, there's a lot about human interaction with God, about human suffering, and about victory. It's a great, great movie, but it did keep me up until about 2:30. I think it was 2:30, 3 o'clock when I finally got to bed and then had to wake up early because we were out at the diocese today doing some Christmas and New Year's broadcast for the Archbishop of our diocese. And so we've been going from microphone in front of cameras and doing a lot of good things as far as getting the message out. But I have to tell you, as tired as I am these days, I can't tell you enough about how energized I am after the Gor Mkhitaryan concert last Thursday. I mean, we told you about it. It was great to see so many of you out there. When he played, I mean, I have to tell you that I realized that at Christmas time, you know, we do a lot of things. We get opportunities to really reach out and become a living body of Jesus Christ. In other words, when you think of the Christian church as being this body of Christ, what does that mean? We become the hands, the feet, the mouth, basically to do the work of Jesus in this world. And that means healing the sick. That means feeding the hungry. That means giving resurrection to the dead. And those dead people, of course, are people not only physically dead, we're talking about the bigger one, people who are emotionally dead and need that jump start. We talk about hunger, not people that are only physically hungry, but people who hunger for spirituality. And so in many ways, yes, we did the physical stuff, but we also did the emotional mission of the church, spiritual mission. And last Thursday at that concert, I can't tell you enough how impressed I was with the quality of the music that is coming out from this man. I mean, God has really graced him with a beautiful voice and beautiful talent, but more than that, a beautiful heart to be able to really compose the next generation of hymns. And these, I felt like at one point I'm sitting there listening to love songs created and offered to the author of love. I mean, think about it. When you talk about a love song, normally you do it to a person. How about a love song to the author of love, to the person who gives us that ability to love? And that's what we heard. And that Spirit concert and the Spirit CD came out that night. I want to tell our listeners too, there's a lot of them available. If you want to get them, check out our website, and we've got some opportunities to pick up some of those CDs as well. But I am energized because alongside of all of the Christmas events that we're doing, we also saw a first step towards reformation in the church. Basically, an opportunity to put together the next generation of hymns and prayers offered to God. There's so much more going to be happening, and I just want to thank you all for all your prayers and support in getting launching the Spirit CD and enjoying that concert.
Վերջում փոշի ու տապակարի բեկոր Սա է այն ամենը, ինչ կգտնեն իմ տեղը Ինձնից հետո եկող ճամփորդները Երկար ճանապարհներից ողնած Ես պառկած եմ խոնավողին Հայացքս երկնքին առած Այնտեղ ես ապրել եմ ժամանակին Այնտեղ մենք ապրել ենք
So it's Christmas Eve, and of course, this week in Armenian Orthodoxy, if you were to open up a calendar of the Armenian Church, you would find out that on December 20th, it was Saint Apgar, Surp Apgar Day, which he was the first Christian king. On the 23rd, it was the feast of Saint David the Prophet, of Saint James Diaron Yechbair, which is the brother of the Lord, the famous apostle. On the 25th, it is Saint Stephen's Day, the proto-martyr, the first martyr of the church and the first deacon. On the 27th, we have Saint Peter and Paul Day, and one of my favorites, on the 29th of this month, we have Vortvuin Vorodman. Hagopa Arakeluin Yevhovanu Avedaranchi. The sons of thunder, James the Apostle and John the Evangelist. The sons of thunder! I mean, does it get any better than this? From apples to Zebedee. Yes, of course, those of you who know the Sons of Thunder. Those are the Zebedee boys. Anyway, great time of year, but you see that during this whole season in the Armenian Orthodox calendar, there are all these saints that are remembered toward the end of the year. And certainly it is not Christmas. Christmas, the Nativity, is celebrated on January 6th. So what are we doing over here? Well, like I said, check out the last podcast. We'll explain the difference of dates. But what I wanted to point out with all of these saints, what do these saints do? Whether it's David, the prophet or the sons of thunder, whether it's Peter or Paul, they all point to one person. They are all there because of one person, namely Jesus Christ. In other words, they all point to the Christmas message. And so that's why when I tell you, don't get hung up on dates. December 25th, January 6th, these are all inventions of the human mind. In God's eye, Christ has to be born every single day in our lives, in your life, in my life. We have to allow Christ to be born. How? By spreading love, by doing the good things. I mean, I want you to think about what we've been talking about these past few weeks. When we talk about Advent being a time for us to prepare for Christmas, it is not just a time to do some extra shopping or to cook extra meals. It is a time for us to emotionally, spiritually get ourselves prepared so that when Jesus Christ comes, it's not an event that takes place in Bethlehem, but it is an event that takes place in our hearts. On that first Christmas Eve, St. Mary, St. Joseph were looking for a place to have their child. They were wandering, and as the evangelist tells us, there was no room at the inn. The evangelist St. Luke doesn't elaborate about an innkeeper, about knocking on the door, about shooing them away. What he does tell us is that they laid him in a manger because there was no room at the inn. And these are the words that have to invite each and every one of us to open up the inn today. Because you see, it's not about a 2,000-year-old story. It's not about a place in Bethlehem on this planet, on this world, or anywhere else. Except something very unique and special to each and every one of us. It's about a heart that we have that needs to accept this child right today. The purity and sanctity of that child. You know, this past year we had an addition to our family. His name is Vartan. He's my brother's son. And, you know, I bet you a lot of parents could relate to this story that I'm going to tell you. There is like a little spot underneath every child's chin, in the neck area. And in that neck, inside of all those little wrinkles and, well, we should say the folds of the skin, there is like a collection of sweat, spit, some dried milk. And when you whiff that, oh, it is an aroma that is unique to children. I mean, Calvin Klein, are you listening? Here's a million-dollar proposition for you. But you all know what I'm talking about. If you've ever smelled that, there's just a beautiful aroma around brand new children. A smell which may seem gross by any other standards is heavenly when it comes from these children. When Jesus comes into our lives on Christmas, it is something very unique and special. As special and unique as that aroma in the child, his special love in our lives is an opportunity for us to really renew ourselves, to stand up again and look for the child who is not somewhere in a manger, but in our lives, because we've all lost him. You know, it's called growing up. It's called losing innocence. It's called forgetting about the most simple of simple things. And God is telling us one more time that the expression of love is as simple as a child. That you can have that love in your heart as simply as opening up your heart to that child, to that baby Jesus. And now, I want you to take it one step even further. You see, because it's very, very mathematically sound too. And you know, as you know, mathematics is the language of the universe. We know that if A equals B and B equals C, then therefore A has to equal C. In other words, if God is Jesus and Jesus is love, therefore God is love. If God is love and love is Jesus, therefore God is Jesus. And you know, you could play with these numbers and these variables, I should say, and you see that even in something as pure as mathematics, we can find the link to ourselves and our relationship with God and the universe. Because the baby Jesus being there in that manger, what does it tell us, Scripture says? Matthew chapter 25. I was lonely and you visited me. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was in prison and you visited me. And the people will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you naked? When did we see you alone or thirsty and tend to your needs? And Jesus will respond by saying, whenever you did it to the least of my brothers, you've done it to me. In other words, the least of Jesus's brothers, the least by our standards, those who are poor, those who are thirsty, those who are hungry, those who are in prison, are Jesus themselves. And so when you look in that manger, when you look for that little child that you want to shove your nose underneath his chin and smell that aroma, this is the hard challenge that we have, is to be able to see that that Jesus is really all around us. It is that lonely person that is looking for somebody to just talk to. It is that person on the street corner that is looking for his next meal. It is that hungry child in the African desert. It is that person in prison who is waiting for us to go and visit. Because if A equals B, if God equals Christ, and Christ equals love, and Christ also equals these people, the hungry, the sick, the lame, therefore, the hungry, the sick, the lame, those in prison, those needing those extra care, those are manifestations of God. Those are opportunities for us to touch the little child Jesus in the manger. I don't want to confuse this too much, but it is something very, very simple and basic. That Christianity is about God loving and caring about something that cannot care for itself, namely you and me. We cannot find our own salvation. We've blown it. He's given us paradise and we've created wars. He's given us all the beauty that we can want in this world and we have polluted it with all kinds of carcinogenic materials. And he's saying, okay, you can't take care of yourself. I'm going to take care of you now. I'm going to give you my very best, my example, my love, my Jesus Christ, my son. And that's what's being born on Christmas morning. That's what's being born, and we're called to come and worship. And where do we find that Jesus today? Well, he's all around us. He's that Jesus that is poor and suffering. You know that there's a very special man that I've talked about in the past, Warren Goodman. We had a chance to meet with him. That's Jesus. Warren is a young man sitting in an isolated prison cell at San Luis Obispo. He is one of many people. He has been convicted of crimes he did not commit. And every day he wakes up with this reality that he has to spend another day in confinement. That is Jesus looking for a spot for justice to be born. There is Kaylee Anthony. This is that little child we keep hearing about on the news. Tragic, tragic situation, bringing national attention to her because possibly her mother has killed her and they just discovered her bones. And the entire United States press has a story going on about her constantly. And it is tragic. They should be aware of her. But in the meantime, There are children every single day, right now, in the middle of Africa who are dying because of hunger. And those parents have to wake up to the reality of not having their children. There are children in wars in Iraq that we don't even talk about. We talk about upward of 4,000 soldiers, American soldiers. And we forget about the tens of thousands of Iraqis that died since the war began. Are they not also children of God? Are they not also worthy of our attention? Those children are gone and they cannot be born. But how about their parents? And how about the families that suffer today? Do they have a place to be born in our hearts? Or how about the soldiers who have gone there and will be coming back to an America that may not accept them, that may not understand them? And these soldiers that are lost over here, are they not also like that little child Jesus? No room in the inn for you. You see, all around us, there are these little opportunities for us to wake up. That if we're really talking about Jesus being the manifestation of God, if we're talking about Jesus being love incarnate, we need to take it to the next step. We need to understand that, yes, these other people, these people who have difficulties in their lives, whether they are in prison, where they're waking up in states of war, having lost children, lost family members. Each one of these, Jesus says, is him. And therefore, each one of these are worthy of our attention at the manger. Of looking down and looking at that manger, that baby, and saying, I want to take a whiff of that aroma, of that very special baby, and realizing that sometimes that aroma isn't as nice or isn't as pleasing to our senses as we might want it to be. But the Christian makes it very special because he realizes that he is really staring at the face of God. In those children that are lost, in those soldiers that are misunderstood, in those prisoners that have lost justice, in those people who have lost hope. It is in these instances that we see the Christ child and we realize we have the responsibility to open our hearts and say there is room in the inn.
How many wars you fighting out there this Christmas morning? Maybe there's always time for another Christmas song. Old man, he's asleep now. He's got appointments to keep now, dreaming of his sons and daughters, proving that the blood is strong.
I'd like to take the same mathematical theorem that we came up with earlier, A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C, and now replace it with another variable. Rather than talk about the homeless, rather than talk about the suffering, let's now add the variable called peace. And if Jesus is peace, therefore we need to make room in our inns for that peace. Do you see how it all works together? If Jesus is this love incarnate, we have to understand him, yes, in the suffering people all around us, but also understand him as an opportunity for us to find that ultimate peace. Jesus is peace. He comes into our rooms, into our stables, into our hotels, and we can say no vacancy, or we can open it up and say, here is the vacancy. Open up and come inside of me, Christ. Come inside of me and let me be renewed. Let me be the vehicle by which peace comes to not only the world, which sounds grand and grandiose, obviously, and maybe a bit pretentious too, but let's talk about the very simple things. Let me bring peace to my life. Let me bring peace to my family. Give that peace to my children, to my parents, and find opportunities for me to grow together. You see, don't always concentrate on the big ones. The big ones are difficult problems, but it always takes small steps to get to the big races, to win the big races. And you can when you start taking these very fundamental opportunities to open up your heart.
Sharp ears attuned in to the drones and Chandra's warming, yeah. Mist blowing round some headlands somewhere in your memory. Everyone is from somewhere, even if you've never been there. So take a minute to remember the part of you that might be the old man calling me.
Here's a song, one of my favorites. It's called The Little Drummer Boy, but done by Bing Crosby and David Bowie. And I like it particularly because it kind of like fits with our definition of what we're trying to do in the next step, bringing the old and the new, bringing different talents, bringing different people, different genres together, and expressing one common theme, that theme called love, that theme called peace. Let's listen in.
I haven't seen him, but come on in. Come in. But come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon and the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a six-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day we bring of glory. See the day when living peace away. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
I play my
day when men of goodwill live in peace again. Peace on earth. Can it be?
anything. And
there it is, the little drummer boy and Peace on Earth. I love that song. It brings in a couple genres. It brings in a couple different generations. It puts them together in a way that only Christmas can. We talk about the magic of Christmas. Isn't that what it's all about? That despite all of our differences, despite all of the boundaries that we as humans put up, ethnic, religious, socio-economical, or whatever they may be, there is one true understanding of love, and that begins from the bottom and depths of our hearts. It's the original place that God intended his love to be. It's where he wanted his manger to be, because his son, his love, is looking for an opportunity to make a home out of it today. This is Christmas. This is our chance to come together as a people and say, there is room for peace, for justice, for love in this world tonight. And they may be looking around, and they may be finding many closed doors, but at least at my house, that door is open. I leave that door open always for this love. Make that the prayer of this Christmas, and you'll find that whether it's on December 25th, tomorrow, the next day, or any day of the year, 365 days, you have this opportunity to make Christmas magic, the real magic of your life.
Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Yes, I did promise that I would talk about heaven and nature singing and how the universe all comes together. And certainly with the winter solstice upon us and with the days getting longer, there is a celebration that even nature participates in. It's the celebration of love and the warmth that comes when we allow Christ in our lives. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast as much as we've enjoyed producing it for you. We had some really heavy topics today, allowing the Christ child to be born in a manger that's not in Bethlehem, but in a very heavy spot in all of our lives, a very special spot and a delicate spot. And that's our hearts. So keep that message going throughout all of the Christmas season. And we want to wish every one of you a very merry, merry Christmas, a very special day. You know, the solstice being here, we got warmer days coming up, but we also have warmer podcasts coming up, because in the next few months, we're going to be taking ourselves really, literally, to the next step. I shared with you a little while ago about the Gor Mkhitaryan concert. I mean, I am still on a natural high from that event. And I've got to tell you that that is music that is taking the next step. Because what we're doing with this podcast is really kind of exploring the frontiers. Like, what does it mean to be a Christian? And not only that, but can we really tap into the early roots of Christianity? And you can't get any earlier than the Armenian Church, than the Armenian Orthodox faith. And this faith is one that has survived all kinds of disease, all kinds of famine, pestilence, all kinds of barbarians coming in, storming in, and doing everything to a group of people. And without any military power, without any weapons, this group of people have been able to survive and prosper. Well, maybe the bigger weapon is not the one that is backed by gunpowder, but is backed by the love of Christ. And that's what we're trying to pass along to you. And if you're into this ministry, if you're really listening in and you find that these things are worthwhile, you know what I'm talking about, because it's a change that comes about not only in your life, but your life starts affecting other people. So I invite you all the time to come back and share with us on these podcasts every Wednesday evening. Get on epostle.net. You'll see the links there to our past podcast, to the present one, and tell your friends about it. And we do need sponsors. We do need help. You know, God from above says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me. He has sent me to announce good news to the poor, to proclaim release for prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the broken victims go free and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And this was the ministry that Jesus Christ started. It is the ministry that I, as a priest, take on very seriously. And this is now the new dimension of this ministry. If you're a corporate sponsor, you want to be a corporate sponsor, you want to get involved in this, drop me an email. Just drop it off to feedback@epostle.net and tell them that you want to take charge. You want to be a part of the groundbreaking movement that we're in right now. And while you're doing that, you know, pick up a copy of the Spirit album. It's available on our website and all better music stores everywhere. I mean, I'm telling you, this is exciting times, and I'm grateful to God that He has allowed me to take this ministry in this new direction. So on this Christmas Eve, I wish all of God's blessings upon you and your families. May the Christ child in that manger radiate His love, His light, and His warmth into all parts and aspects of your life. May you become the new beacon of hope and understanding among your family members, in your families, in your communities, and together, hand in hand, may we all work for peace, that peace that can be a lasting hope for all of humanity. God's blessings upon all of you. Merry Christmas. For Susie, our producer, for Ken up in the booth, this is Father Voskin wishing you all a very sweet and Merry Christmas. Today in the background, we enjoyed music from Liz Story from The Gift album, and of course from Jethro Tull's The Christmas album. And I'm going to leave you right now with a very special song, one that has meant a lot to me throughout the years. Let's go back to the manger. This is Jethro Tull's A Christmas Song.
Once in royal David's city, stood a lonely cattle shed. Where a mother held her baby, you'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll just laugh when I tell you to take a running jump. You're missing the point, I'm sure it does not need making. That Christmas spirit is not what you drink. So how can you laugh when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reasons for smiling are wrong? Messed up your thoughtless pleasures. Remember, if you wish, this is just a
Santa, pass us that bottle, will you?
We trust you've enjoyed this broadcast. This episode of The Next Step, as well as all previous episodes, are available for downloading at epostle.net or at Apple's iTunes Store. To write to us with comments or questions, please direct your message to feedback@epostle.net. Your kind prayers and donations ensure the continuity of these quality broadcasts. For the production crew and all the members of the In His Shoes Ministries, this is Susie, looking forward to taking the next step with you again next week.